A good place to start is where we are, where our attention is already focused. Quite often this is in the head, behind the eyes. So we can start to explore the sensations around the eyes, looking for any tightness or hardness. This gentle, patient attention will have its effect, but it is not a process that can be rushed. Maybe imagining the eyes, the eyebrows, sliding very slightly away from each other, and then spreading out our awareness, up into the brow and outward, feeling the breadth and smoothness of the brow, towards the temples and beyond to the ears. Imagining that we are listening out for the sensation there in the ears, then the cheeks, the nose, the mouth. Where is the feeling locked, held? Giving the mouth time to release any tension. The mouth should feel quite familiar to our awareness. Then down to the jaw, feeling the jaw from within the mouth, letting the jaw loosen its hold upon our feelings. And now letting our attention slip down to the throat, getting a sense of the breath in the throat. What does the breath bring? What are we taking in? And as the breath is released, what are we letting go? Then imagining the breath inviting the attention down into the body. Our awareness following the breath into the body as it moves the body, as the body makes room for the breath. The shoulders shifting and settling, and the arms and elbows dropping with the out-breath. The shoulders dropping the weight of the arms. Finding other places where the breath can be felt. The chest gently opening up. Noticing any sideways expansion under the arms. The ribs in front and the ribs in the back. All carried on the moving surface of the breath. Then following the wave down to the belly and the lower back, the spine also giving way slightly to the wave of the breath in the neck, in the middle of the spine, in the lower back. Breathing into the muscles in the neck, imagining them unclenching with the out-breath and releasing the head. Imagining the breath drawn towards and around the spine and the out-breath very gently easing the vertebrae apart. Noticing the pattern of movement through the whole of the torso. Noticing any points or areas where the movement is held or diverted. Finding the internal organs of the abdomen, shifting under the gentle pressure of the diaphragm. Breathing movement into the lower back. And feeling the out-breath releasing our weight through the hips and buttocks into the earth. Finding that contact with the earth. The in-breath reaching down through the buttocks into the legs. The out-breath dropping the hips. Breathing energy up from the earth into the legs and hips. The out-breath letting go of the legs. Letting the legs fall away from the hips. The breath finding the long bones and muscles of the legs. Muscles, the out-breath opening the joints, the knees, the ankles, the feet, the toes. The feet drawing the breath in, releasing the breath. And the legs breathing in, breathing out. Just imagining that the legs themselves are breathing in, breathing out. The body bearing the breath in and contracting with the out-breath. The whole body breathing. Now we'll begin the practice of deepening our absorption in the breath. First stage or approach to the practice, we count off the breaths after each out-breath, taking the breathing just as it comes, breathing naturally, in, out, count one, in, out, two, in, out, three, and so on up to 10, then starting again at 1. Receptive to the experience of the breath, we are also actively engaging the attention. With each number, we reapply ourselves to the practice. If we lose count, the practice is to know we have lost count. We just start again at one. The practice is not to fixate on the breath. It is to come back to the breath. We are aware of the breath as an experience of ourselves breathing, the body breathing. So in this first stage, we are becoming aware after the event. We are looking back at our experience, letting go of what is past. At the end of each out-breath, we can leave our awareness or non-awareness of that breath behind us and move on with all our attention to the next breath. So maybe notice how the mind lingers over the past and misses the present, how we lose the present to the past. So just noticing what the mind is doing now. Just coming back to the breath. In the second stage of the practice, we count in the same way as in the first stage, but this time before the in-breath. So it's one, breathe in, breathe out. Two, breathe in, breathe out. Three, breathe in, breathe out, and so on. Up to 10. And then starting again at 1. So in this stage, we are looking forward to our experience. We are becoming aware before the event. So we may be able to notice a slightly different feel or quality to that awareness. At the beginning of each in-breath, we can open up to what the breath brings, giving all our attention to it without prejudging. And maybe noticing how we anticipate the breath, how we have already decided what the next experience of the breath will bring, how we lose the present to the future. if we count past 10. The practice is to know we have lost touch with the counting. So we just start again at 1. Noticing any impulse to judge the practice as either going well or not working. Just noticing what the mind is doing. Is it impatient, anxious, dull, hankering? Or is it engaged and contented? Just taking an interest in what the mind reveals of itself. Now letting the counting become quieter, more subtle. In the third stage, we drop the counting, but we keep coming home to the breath, to this experience of ourselves, to this moment. In this stage, we are broadly aware of our present experience of ourselves, of the body breathing. We can't force an awareness of the present moment. We don't go chasing after the breath. We just allow it to emerge at the center of our attention. We just allow the present moment to emerge by itself. We just have to be there for it. The body can be left to reach for the breath by itself, letting it come and go in its own time. Welcoming each moment in with the breath and seeing it out again. Letting the attention deepen and broaden. Just noticing the pleasure of the body in taking in the breath and letting it go. our attention just gathers softly around the breath. Gradually, the body, the breath, the mind can become a single, unified experience of ourselves, here and now. Soft belly breathing. The belly drawing energy up from the earth with the breath. The chest and shoulders opening as the tide of the breath turns and we breathe out. Breath by breath. In the fourth stage, we settle the attention very lightly on a single vivid point in the breathing where it enters and leaves the body. We're looking for a subtle flow of sensation somewhere around the nostrils. It is always changing. There's nothing there to fix on. We just ride the gift of the breath very lightly. We can be aware of the rest of the breath in the background. If the mind wanders, we can come back to a broad awareness of the breath and then return to the focus of attention. Being in the sensation, not focusing on it. Nothing to hold on to. The sensation is always passing away, even as we are in it. So releasing each moment as it arrives. There is no space for the observing mind to be apart from its object, the sensation. Watching the breath is in the end watching the mind. And at the end of the practice, we let go of the breath altogether, relaxing the attention, not trying to do anything, just for a moment, sitting with our experience of ourselves, just as it is, moment by moment. Breath by breath, alive, here, all of ourselves here, all of our life now.